The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed reports that US and Russian officials are to meet in Saudi Arabia this week, saying that Ukraine must be involved in any negotiations on its own future. President Zelensky was speaking in the United Arab Emirates on a day of fast-moving diplomacy that follows the phone call last week between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. European leaders, as well as the NATO Secretary General, are arriving for a hastily convened meeting this afternoon in Paris. From there, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The meeting in Paris has been called by President Emmanuel Macron. It's being seen as a necessary signal to the Trump administration that Europe will be willing and able to boost its own participation in any broader security architecture on the continent that might emerge after the Ukraine war has ended. EU leaders are also keen to demonstrate that they will be able to backfill any disengagement by US troops from their NATO footprint in Eastern Europe that was substantially increased after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. Officials have acknowledged this is the price Europe will have to pay to have a seat at the table in the precipitous negotiations that were prompted by the Trump-Putin phone call last week. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is already in Saudi Arabia, leading the US delegation to those talks. Volodymyr Zelensky will be in Riyadh on Wednesday. He has said that any negotiations will be meaningless without Ukraine's presence. Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, has dismissed any notion that Russia will relinquish any territory it has conquered in Ukraine following the invasion. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Paris.
Exports of goods from Ireland to the US surged by 34% last year, driven by a significant rise in pharmaceuticals. President Donald Trump is examining placing tariffs on drug products sold to the States, which could have significant ramifications for manufacturers here. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
Overall, Ireland had an exceptionally strong year in 2024, with a rise in exports of 14%. But the really eye-catching figure was the surge in sales to the US, driven by drug companies based here. Of the 72 billion euro of goods exported to the States, 58 billion was pharmaceuticals. Consultants BDO said the fact the US is Ireland's largest export market outside the EU and the fastest growing is a key concern in the context of the trade war.
Two people have been arrested in connection with the fatal stabbing of a 34-year-old man in Dublin at the weekend. One man was detained by PSNI officers as he was about to board a ferry to Liverpool. Gardaí from Pierce Street Garda Station, who are investigating the murder, had contacted the PSNI as part of their investigation. A second person was arrested following a number of searches in Dublin this morning. The man, aged in his 20s, was detained in Balbriggan and is being held at Pierce Street Garda Station. A fireman who rushed to help people in the aftermath of the Omagh bombing said the scene reminded him of an iconic image of the Vietnam War. This is the final week of the hearings at the inquiry into the bombing. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The inquiry heard from fireman Paddy Quinn, who'd been one of the first responders to arrive at the scene. He said he expected the area to have been cleared, but when they turned the corner into Market Street, the scale of the tragedy was immediately apparent. He said it reminded him of an iconic image of the Vietnam War he'd seen years previously, with a young girl running, screaming from a huge cloud of dust. Mr. Quinn described how he and his colleagues had tried to help where they could, but each injured person seemed worse than the one before. He said he thought they'd been 20 minutes at the scene. It later transpired they'd been there for 4 hours. He found some of the dead. He helped many of the injured. He'd been haunted in his dreams by images of the day. He said fire crews had a saying that summed up Omagh. The firefighter may leave the incident, he said, but the incident never leaves the firefighter. Conor McCauley, RT News, at the Omagh Inquiry.
Israel's Security Cabinet is meeting today to discuss the next phase of the ceasefire with Hamas. A Hamas official said negotiations on a second stage of the truce aimed at securing a more lasting end to the war could begin this week in Doha. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said, as well as the cabinet meeting, negotiators were being sent to Egypt to discuss the continued implementation of the first phase of the ceasefire. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Taoiseach Simon Harris met the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi for separate talks during his visit to Ireland today. The Taoiseach said the meeting offered an opportunity to discuss strengthening relations between Ireland and China, as well as global issues. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy today with scattered patches of rain and drizzle. Rain will be heaviest and most persistent in the south and west, with the possibility of spot flooding. Much of the eastern half of the country will hold dry until later in the evening. Highest temperatures 5 to 11 degrees, coolest in Ulster and mildest in Munster. Breezy and a moderate to fresh and gusty southeast wind, strong at times near coasts. And there's a warning that southeast winds will reach gale force 8 at times this evening and tonight and early tomorrow morning on Irish coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Errishead to Belfast Lough. And southeast winds will reach gale force 8 tomorrow on Irish coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Valentia to Loophead.